Hi, folks. This is Doc from All Critters Podcast, and this is the section from our last show that we had on April 4th. Feel free to listen to it. If you have any questions, please go to allcritters.com, and we'll guide you where you need to go to get your information to sign up for our show or else just to download and listen to our latest show. We'll talk to you soon. Okay, you ready for the answers to the trivia questions?
Okay.
Okay, good enough. Here we go. How many ribs does a snake have?
I don't know how many people have. I don't know how many dogs have. I don't know how many any animals have. Oh my goodness, I have no clue.
Cats and dogs have 13 ribs. How many ribs does a snake have?
13.
Absolutely wrong.
3.
No.
4.
No.
2,500.
Absolutely. Think about the animal.
It's a long thing.
Thank you. You're halfway there.
So it's got a lot of ribs.
Thank you. You're two-thirds of the way there.
But I don't know. It doesn't depend on the size of the snake. I mean...
You're not, 85% of the way there.
Would a six-foot snake...
This is a process of elimination. Keep going.
One per inch.
One per inch. No.
One per half inch.
No.
2 per inch.
Are you ready for the answer?
Yes, because I'm dying here.
Okay. Snakes have, this is interesting. Snakes have more than 200 vertebrae.
Wow.
And for every vertebrae, they will have a rib on each side.
You're kidding.
Nope. In fact, there are some snakes that have over 500 vertebrae.
Wow.
So the longer the snake, the more vertebrae.
Wow.
Now, except for the atlas and the axis, that's the first two bones that connect the head to the spine. Except for those two, all other vertebrae have ribs. So if you have a snake that's got 200 vertebrae, including the axis and the atlas, you will have 198 ribs.
Wow.
So it's two less the vertebrae.
I wonder if they're tasty barbecued.
I don't eat one. I wouldn't eat a snake for nothing. You know, but everybody says that they really taste good. I don't know anything about it. But
I have no idea. I was joking.
No way.
Joking.
Would I eat one.
All you snake lovers, just joking.
That's right. We're kidding. But that's how many vertebrae they have.
Oh, so it isn't just the scales.
No, it's not the scales.
See, so
and that
they have
helps
bones
them with
that
the,
help...
the mobility,
yeah.
The being able to get around, is because of all those vertebrae.
But the vertebrae is on top, down the back of them.
And all those ribs come down the sides to help protect the internal organs.
Oh, okay.
So let's say your cat goes outside, Leroy, and picks up a snake and brings it into the house, which he did just the other night.
Right, yeah.
He didn't hurt it one little bit.
That's why, because of the rib?
Because of the ribs. The ribs help protect the internal organs.
Oh, okay.
Pretty
good.
That
makes sense. Yeah.
Okay, good. What were the Canary Islands named after?
Canaries.
Absolutely nothing to do with birds.
Oh, no clue.
You have no clue. They were named after a breed of large dogs.
You're kidding.
No, in fact, the Latin name was Canare Insulae, or Island of Dogs, and that's what it's referred to.
You're kidding.
Nope. In fact, are you ready for this? You're going to love this. While I'm practicing my Latin, and I'm terrible at it, so please don't, you know, hold me too much to it. Do you want to know what the name for a ferret is?
Sure.
Okay. Again, don't hold me to this, okay? But the ferret's scientific name is Mustela pustora fruic. You know what that means?
What?
Little smelly thief. I started reading that and I started laughing. I thought, now that's funny.
That is funny.
Smelly little thief. So we know exactly what a ferret is, right?
Yeah, but they're cute.
They are cute.
So you can ignore the rest of it.
They're smelly little thieves. But anyway, the Canary Islands were named after a dog.
Oh, what kind of dog?
A Big dog.
Big dog.
a large breed dog that lived on the island. That's all I know.
Oh, okay.
But that one's kind of neat, because I always thought it was canaries.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the first thing you think of.
Of course.
Question number three. Since all prairie dogs look alike, even to each other.
That's very interesting.
To tell each other apart, do they A, sniff each other, B, kiss each other, or C, talk or communicate to each other?
Okay. The one that makes the most sense is A, that they sniff each other, because most animals do that.
Okay.
You know, that's the one that really makes the most sense, but who knows? Maybe if they want to tell each other apart from across yonder, they couldn't get close enough to smell them, then they probably have to communicate and talk. So I'll go with C, communicate.
What? You talked about A, but then you say C?
Yeah, because I explained my reasoning. You just don't pay attention.
Oh, my goodness. Guess what the answer is.
What's the answer?
Not going to believe me.
What?
They kiss.
You're kidding.
No, they kiss, during which, as soon as they get through kissing, they jump on each other and grope each other for familiar physical signs. Sounds like teenagers on a Friday night. I can't believe it. They kiss each other.
All prairie dogs do this?
They kiss each other, then they grope each other for signs that they can recognize.
You're kidding.
Nope. That's what they do.
I hope it's male-female type thing.
I sure hope so, too.
Could be why there's a lot of fighting among prairie dog communities, huh? Or on the other side of the coin, could be why they're so passive in the prairie dog communities.
My vote's still on the teenagers on a weekend.
All that love. All that love being shared. Wow. Interesting. Hi, folks. This is Robin, and that was our pet trivia. If you want to hear amazing animal sounds, you can do so by downloading our complete podcast and listening to it. Our podcast can be found at www.allcritters.com.